Father, we give you the praise for the privilege. What an honor it is to be related with you. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. For the great and mighty things we see all the time, we are eternally grateful. Breathe upon the service tonight. Heal someone. Deliver somebody. And liberate somebody. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap as you take it. Welcome everyone here this afternoon for this meeting now in the precious name of Jesus. God has been doing a lot of work in our midst, and you will never be an exception in the name of Jesus Christ. Subject is revelation for financial blessing overflow. Revelation for financial blessing overflow. Our objective is to understand the connection between our revelation and our possession. We'll understand the connection between our revelation and our possession. The reason why we don't experience the same things is because we don't see the same things. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 1, all the way to verse 3. It said, "Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, and I will open before him the tulip gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight, I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron, and I will give thee the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel." If the riches are hidden and the treasures are under darkness, it means that somebody's eyes must be open to see it. And tonight, your eyes shall be open. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. This is the point. There is a connection between your revelation and your possession. There is a connection between the instruction you have and the provision you can see.
connection between your revelation and your possession. A connection between the instruction you have and the provision you can see. There is a connection between your direction and your deliveries. The direction you have and the things you can take delivery of. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. It said, the secret things belong unto God. But the things, those things which are revealed, belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. The secret things belong to God. But the things that are revealed belong to us. Three things I want you to see from this passage. First, what is revealed to us determines what can be accessed by us. What you can access, accessed by us. What is revealed to you determines what you can access. If you don't know that it exists, how do you go for it? If you don't know that it exists, how do you go for it? Second, what is revealed to you determines what can be released for you. If it has not been revealed, it cannot be released. God will not give you what you will mismanage. What is revealed to you determines what can be released for you. And finally, what is revealed to you determines what can be possessed by you. So you access it by revelation. It is released for you by revelation. It is possessed by you by revelation. If we do not have similar revelation, we cannot have similar possession. If God has not shown you what he showed me, he can't release to you what he releases to me. Very important. Now you move from there, Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, all the way to verse 5. He said, arise, shine. For thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Now light came. And Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up your eyes round about and see all these people gather themselves together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far. Your daughters shall be nursed at thy side. And then you shall see and flow. Somebody say flow. Say I am flowing. Everything is just flowing around me. You shall see and flow together, and thy hand's heart shall fear. You shall be amazed and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, and the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto you. Somebody say aloud, amen. This is the meaning. Arise, shine, light has come. And because of light, abundance is coming. So there is a connection between light and wealth. Light and wealth. Wealth travels in the direction of light. village you go, there are poor people, there are beggars. Inside the village, there are money lenders. Those villagers who lent money to others, they know what the beggars don't know. Am I communicating? No matter how bad a land is, people are running from here to America. People are living here, buying houses in America, and travel there at leisure. Fly private jet from here to America. Received at a private wing. Nobody checks them. They come to check them where they are. That is the same country that people are running away from. There is someone here who is lighted enough to summon resources. There is a difference between financial prosperity and financial authority. In prosperity, you have money. In authority, you summon money. You command money, you control money. You direct money, you determine how it functions. Am I communicating at all? I see somebody here stepping into the realm of financial authority. Financial authority. Financial dominion. Shout the loudest amen. I want your mind to be enlarged. I want your mind to be enlarged. I want your mind to be enlarged. Mind to be enlarged. Mind enlarged. So that you can see what the whole of your community has never seen. There is a connection between light and wealth. The brighter the light of your revelation, the heavier the weight of your possession. The brighter the light of your revelation, the heavier the weight of your possession. The brighter the light, heavier the weight. That was what Abraham had. That was what Solomon had. Now, let's go through scriptures. Now, there are two kinds of revelation that makes us to command possession. Number one is the revelation of the word. Number two is the revelation of the spirit. Now let's explain both of them. The revelation of the word. We look at three scriptures about the revelation of the word. First, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 5. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day and the darkness, he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And then it continued. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, verse 2. He said, verse 3 now. Through faith we understand that the walls were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Listen, this world came out of the word. Did you hear what I said? Everything you can see came out of what you can't see. What is it that you can't see? The word God spoke. Everything in the world came out of the word. So everything you need in this world, you can locate from this word. Everything. Am I communicating? And what you see out of the word determines what you see out of life. We have seen so many things out of this book. And we saw so many things. One day, I saw in the scripture that the shadow of Peter healed the sick. So I came to the healing and deliverance service. And I walked from where I sat in area one to the altar. And I said to the people, as I just moved now, demons just left. How many of you are healed? Come out. I have not spoken. I have not read the scripture. I have not said anything. I just saw something from the word. And as I said they should come out, they came out like water. If we were to take that testimony, it will continue for days. I said, I didn't say if you want healing, come out. I said, as I just walked here now, you are healed. They rushed out the mall. What happened to you? Blind eye open, deaf ear open, tumor disappeared. Because I saw it out of this word, I saw it in real life. It applies to every area of life. I have been to places where I have been treated like king. I saw it from the book. He said the crown of the anointing oil is on his head. That is the anointing, is a crown. An anointed man is a king of some sort. Am I communicating? As it is for the realm of healing and health, that was Leviticus 21:12. Neither shall he go out of the sanctuary nor profane the sanctuary of his God. For the crown, talking about the high priest, of the anointing oil of his God is upon him. He is anointed, so he is a king. He carries a crown. Nobody can stop the royalty of a genuinely anointed man. The royalty that we see today, I mean, His Excellency Governor this, I mean, His Excellency Governor that, Senator this and that, in all due respect to them, their excellencies are temporal. When some of them leave office after 4 years, you see them on the road, you can't recognize them. There is paraphernalia everywhere while in power. But out of power, absolutely demystified. But not so with this oil. For we are an eternal excellency, not a temporal excellency. The joy of many generations. Hey! The only difference, of course, is when the person is a king in the physical and also a king in the kingdom. When he's a king on the throne of politics and he's also a child of God with oil on his head. When his mates are fading away, that is when he is starting. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? Lift up your Bible and say, everything I can see out of this book, I can see out of life. Say it louder. Everything I can see out of this book, I can see out of life. If I can see it out of the book, I can see it out of life. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. If you step into the word, you can find what you need. Let me say a second thing before we step forward. He said, by faith, we understand verse 3 of Hebrews where we read that the walls were framed by the word. Do you know frame? This word was hedged, framed, demarcated by the word. The word of God is what defines the limit of the world in which you live. Let me say it again. It is not the devil that will define the size of your life and the size of your destiny. It is the word that frames. If what you saw out of the word is like this, you live in that straitjacket. If what you see out of the word of God is like from here to here, you live in that boundary. But the boundaries of your destiny is defined by the light of your insight. Woo!
If I have not said anything after now, I have already overpreached.
The boundaries of your destiny is defined by the light of your insight. If you are not limited from the world, no witch can limit your destiny. No curse, no power from hell, no power from your father's house can limit your destiny if you are not limited from the world. The boundaries of your destiny is limited by the light of your insight.
So if you are living in a straight jacket, increase the light and you will enlarge your boundary. And you will enlarge your territory.
You will come to the point where you live in is no longer too straight for you. Because you saw something that expanded your life.
Ooh. Somebody give the Lord a shout of victory.
Lift your voice and say, I am changing boundaries today. I refuse to live in a small world. I refuse to live in a confined world. I refuse to live in a limited space. My life is enlarging. Now!
I have not felt inferior to any mortal under heaven. White, black, yellow, brown. Because I saw it from the world. That God is no respecter of persons. You are senior to me. I'll respect you. Full blast respect. The other day, I was talking with somebody on the phone. He said, good morning, sir. I said, good morning, sir. Yes, sir. How is everything, sir? I say, how is everything? And we're talking. Sir, it was mutual saration. My wife said, I like this. You tell him, sir. He tells you, sir. He's a man top like this in his realm. Topmost. Dealing with presidents of nations and very high. But he recognized what I carry. I recognize what he carries. So there was a mutual saration. Hallelujah. She was listening to the phone call because she was in the background. She said, I like this. The respect is mutual. We respect people. But we never feel inferior to nobody because we saw it from the world. The way you carry yourself is because of how you see yourself. My daughter asked me one day, said, Daddy, who taught you how to walk? He said, there is a way you walk. There is a walking step. There is a way you walk. I said, Ide body. It's just from the inside there. There is something you are aware of on the inside of you. It doesn't scatter your steps. You are just calculated, organized. Cool, calm, collected. You know, the gentle strides of a lioness can be audacious. It's not cowardice. It's cool, it's calculated. It's strategic. Maybe it's about to pounce on something. Am I communicating?
So, the limit of your life, the favor you see or fail to see, the realms you step in or fail to step into, they are hedged, they are framed, the boundaries are set by what you can see out of the word of God. I prophesy to somebody here, you are stepping into another phase. You are stepping into another phase. You are stepping into another dimension.
Shout the loudest amen.
You know, life is in phases and men are in sizes.
Let me show you an example. Joseph was a leader in Potiphar's house. He was a leader. He was an administrator. When his level changed from a person's house
He moved to lead. Please sit down. He moved and became the head of an institution, the prison. Then level changed again. He moved and began to head the whole nation. It was not the work of Joseph that changed. It was the scope that changed. His work was basically the work of a manager, an administrator. But he kept on changing the scope of that work. If you see brighter, you live larger. You can live larger if you see brighter. Moses was a leader. The Bible says he led flock. Led, that is leadership. Just that his leadership was over animals. Then from leading a flock, God took him to leading a nation. Because he saw something he never saw before. The flames of the burning bush. Between now and tomorrow, somebody will see something brighter. Can that amen be louder? Somebody will see something brighter. Will see something clearer. Will see something bigger. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And then you look at the life. Third scripture here. I just pray I'm able to finish this tonight. Is Luke chapter 5, verse 4. Peter toiled all night. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. I can't stop there. Peter toiled all night. He caught nothing. Question is, he encountered the master. And got a great catch of fishes. What changed? It was the same Peter. It was the same ship. It was the same net. It was the same lake. What was the difference? The word. Allah, Allah. Fire, yeah, yeah. The same Nigeria. The same Abuja. The same you. The only thing that will change your story is the word you locate. The word you locate. The word of God you locate. The word of God you locate. That word is coming for somebody right now. If you believe it, shout the loudest amen. Somebody say, but I have word. I read a lot of word. No, sir. Change is the proof of light. If nothing has changed, light is yet to come. You may know it by head knowledge, but not revelative knowledge. Am I communicating? Don't forget this for as long as you live. The word point is the breakthrough point. There is something they call end point in titration in chemistry. The word point is the breakthrough point. There was a word that came for Peter, and that word catapulted, catashot, catafired him. The word. Listen to this. When you find the right word, you get launched
into the realm of net breaking, ship sinking breakthrough. Net breaking, ship sinking. The net break, the ship sank. When you find the right word, you get launched into the realm of net breaking, ship sinking breakthrough. You will find something. You will find something.
You will find something. Very, very quickly, what does the word do to you? Number one, the word reveals to you what belongs to you in God. While you are searching the word, it reveals to you what belongs to you in God. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. Paul said, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and connect you with your inheritance among all them which are sanctified. The word connects you with your inheritance. It shows you what is yours. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. He said, we have been given exceeding great and precious promises, so that by these promises we might become partakers of the divine nature. That is, the word reveals to you what is yours in God. Secondly, the word reveals to you the examples and lifestyle of people who inherited their promises in God. It reveals to you the example and lifestyle of people who inherited their promises in God. In the world, you will see people like Abraham. How they came from zero to becoming heroes. People like Solomon, who was almost the child of an inappropriate relationship, that became a principal person in Scripture. You will see those lives. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. He said that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. You see the examples of these people, how they were nothing and became something. Not just that, you see their lifestyle, what they did, how people like Abraham refused to look up to a man, how he became the first person to pay the tithe. You see what they did, so you can do likewise and see their results. That's what the word shows us. Thirdly, all right, also Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 32 and 34, he said, and what shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell you of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel, and of the prophets who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises. So you will see in Scripture, people that God gave promises to, what they did to make the promises come to pass. You do likewise and get there. Somebody is getting there. Another Abraham shall be emerging out of his generation in this place. Another Solomon, another David is coming out of here. If you were the one, your amen will be the loudest. Thirdly, the word releases and imparts to you faith to take delivery of what is yours in God. When you step into the word, for faith cometh by hearing. Romans chapter 10, verse 8, verse 17. Verse 8 says, so then faith cometh by, verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You get charged, you eat up the word, eat it up, until you are just intoxicated.
faith rises. The first day I told you about how big our God of the overflow is. The one who commanded the submission of 200 billion trillion stars, some of which are bigger than the sun by 1,500 times. Wow. Told you about the God who has a 100 septillion angels around his throne. One with 18 zeros at the back. Almost 20 times the population of the whole earth are angels around the throne. And you go through such a message. You go through the message of last Sunday. You go through the message of 21 keys to financial overflow. You go through the message of the privilege of sowing and giving, all manner, the blessing, the book of the blessing, products and principles and products and pathways of the blessing. And you just eat like Papa Yedeko did, locked himself up for 3 days with a book of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And he came out after 3 days and exploded. And he said, I can never be poor for life, because he encountered light out of the word. That is what happens. It inspires and inflames your faith. All of a sudden your life has changed. The things around you may be changing gradually, but everything has changed. Huh? Because whenever the snail moves, the shell follows. Whenever the snail moves, the shell must follow. Whenever something has exploded on the inside of you, the whole of your life follows. The whole of your life. Everything about you follows the direction of your spirit. I see somebody's spirit man moving forward today. If you are the one, say loud amen. The word releases in part to you the faith to take delivery of what is yours. And fourthly, the word empowers the declarations of your mouth. People who are worded, they don't talk like weaklings. They don't talk like beggars or paupers. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and in verse 13 says, for we also having the same spirit of faith. We having the same spirit of faith according as it is written. I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Somebody say amen. In time to come, when we'll be going to Ghana like we are going to do tomorrow, we'll have the people living here with like a convoy of planes. Oh yes, 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 yes. Everybody with his own group of people. Just we are going. A big Airbus. Intercessors will be inside. Ushers. Those who are there ahead of time killing demons before the crusades arrive. People who are carrying their own family members along. Alright? They are there before we came. While we are there, after we have left, they are there to clean the ground with the slain. The fire devoured before them. And when they have left there, the flame is still burning. Behind them, the flame burned. Am I communicating? Where you are loaded enough to carry you and your workers and workforce, we are going to Hong Kong. And you will carry the kind of plane that will fly non-stop 14, 13 hours, the top of the range. Am I communicating at all? You see it from the word. You see it in your spirit. And if it is not too big for your mind to believe and too big for your mouth to declare, it cannot be too big for your hand to handle. Ola, ola. Pasha Tokobagala.
You are saying, look at me, small me like this. Yes, those people who are commanding things in this world, they don't have two heads. Some of them, you are far more intelligent than them. Where's your own country? Thailand. When we are going to Thailand and we pack the plane full, and you will follow us and go to the Thailand with your husband. He's not here today, right? He's an usher. He's standing and ushering, okay? And then we move, and then everybody is there in Thailand dealing with the Buddha altars, Buddhism. They have a lot of Buddhism there. When we are going to Germany, tell him, we're going to fill the whole stadium there. You will be going there with us and probably be on the ground before we come to check out demons of atheism and secular humanism. Am I communicating at all? If it is not too big for your mind to believe, not too big for your heart to accommodate, not too big for your mouth to declare, it's not too big for your hand to handle. It doesn't matter what your physical size is. Just let your heart be big. Just let your heart be big. So that when you speak words that wind cannot carry. In our place, when you say some things, they say, wind cannot carry this one. Hey! Somebody shout power! Do you understand the revelation of the word? Take your seat. Are you ready for school tonight? Can I have some minutes to tell you about the revelation of the Spirit? Because I told you there are two revelations that will guarantee your possession. We have just dealt with the revelation of the word. Now, very, very quickly, we'll look at the revelation of the Spirit. What is this all about? This refers to what you see or hear in the realm of the Spirit. Not that you open the Bible or you listen to the message or the preaching. It's more like God showing you the realm you belong in or belong to. Showing you the realm of your wealth, the realm of your resources. He said, I will show you the treasures of darkness, hidden riches of secret places. Let's take the journey. You look at Abraham. That was what God did for him. Genesis chapter 1. Now, I'm looking at examples now. 1, Abraham. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 5. Get out of your father's house to a land I will show you. God was speaking to him. God was guiding him. God was leading him to a destination. The destination of his wealth. The destination of his possession. The destination of his riches. And Abraham departed. Genesis 12, 1 to 5. All of a sudden, verse 13, chapter 13, verse 2, Abraham became rich in silver, in cattle, in gold, very loaded, because he went where God asked him to go, doing what God wanted him to do. In Genesis 24 and in verse 1, Abraham became rich. He was old and well-stricken in age, and the Lord blessed him in all things. In Genesis 12, 24, 35, God blessed Abraham in all things. Genesis 24, 35. The Lord has blessed my master greatly. He has become great. And he has given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. The major challenge with many of us is not that we are not hard working, but we are working hard in an endeavor that has no business with our destiny. Anybody can confirm that you are not lazy. But hard work, your hard work is misapplied. It's misdirected. Your energy is mislocated. There are people in the wrong location And not just the wrong location, doing the wrong thing at that wrong location.
Example. He's meant to be a doctor in Nigeria. He's practicing law in America. Double wahala. Double negative. And in medicine, every time there is double negative, there is an emergency intervention. A woman is pregnant. Number one, she is prolonged obstructed labor. Child is not coming out. Labor is obstructed. Heartbeat of child is going down.
Second, woman's blood pressure is going up with the risk of eclampsia or preeclampsia. That is double negative, immediate intervention. You don't wait for nothing. You bring out a child on the spot
by surgery. Whenever there is double negative, it's an emergency. He's meant to be a doctor. I'm practicing medicine in Nigeria. But he's in America. That looks like a good place. I'm practicing law. It doesn't matter whether you are in a good land. If it is not your land, you won't see the good of the land. I think Madana Yakarais. Madana Yakari Yakarais. That's the English version.
Am I communicating that?
It doesn't matter how good the land is. If it is not the land of your destiny, you will not see the good in the land. You only see the good of the land if you are willing and you are obedient. You only see the good of the land. So the problem is not whether I am tithing or not tithing. You are tithing but doing what kind of work? You are tithing and giving but living where? Somebody here at all. I have had visas to 20-something countries at a time, at some point. And I had no business to use any of, to use a visa until it expired. Because God did not send me at that time to any of those countries. I have had 10-year visa of countries. 10-year visa.
Still valid.
No time to go. I have had residence permit, both me, my wife, my children, in topmost country of the world. If you count 3 countries in the world today, it will be among them. That I have no business to go until the permit. No, the kind of thing you have to leave there so they can mark you that you came and that you lived for some time before you go back to your country and you come back and leave. I say, who has such time? Who has such time? You have to come in and let them record that you are inside. Let them mark you. And then they check the number of days you have been in. And then if you travel back again, you return back so that you can do this and do that. That is for those who don't have what to do with their life. I have too much business with my... What will I answer to God when I meet him? That I was pursuing an earthly passport until my assignment closed. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. If you know what you are doing with your life, the kind of thing that some people testify about is to you not a testimony. Somebody say, I've seen people, ministers of God and other kind of people who do such arrangement or live, stay here for a while to come back so that they can say that you are this and that. Just stay there until everything they are doing here expired. It will never be your portion. That was Abraham. And then Isaac in Genesis chapter 26 verse 1 all the way to verse 3. There was famine in the land. Beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham, Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you. And will bless you.
For unto you and to your seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath
which I swear unto your father.
Everybody is running away, but I want you to remain here. Isaac, here is the place of your blessing. And Isaac remained. And in verse 12, all the way to verse 14, and the Lord blessed him. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds, a great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. When you are where God wants you to be, you become a subject of envy. When you are where you are not meant to be, you become a victim of pity. It's a matter of choice. When you are where God wants you to be, you become a subject of envy. When you are outside where God wants you to be, you become a victim, a candidate for pity. People will be looking. He's going to church, but what is happening? And whether you will be pitied or you will be envied, it's a matter of divine location. Hallelujah. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. That was Isaac. I will not have the time, but let me just rush through the rest. Example number 3, the widow of Zarephath. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 13 to 16. God spoke to her through the prophet Elijah. And she did what God said, and the food could not finish. The widow of Zarephath, the barrel of milk did not fail, and the cruse of oil did not waste. Example number 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Is the prophet's widow. The prophet's widow. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 4. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 4. Go get up vessels. And she poured the oil, and the oil could not finish. She received an instruction, and she followed the instruction. And that was the end of her frustration. Instruction from God is the termination of frustration from man. Instruction from God is the termination of the frustration from man. Instruction from God is the termination of the frustration from man. That was the prophet's widow. And then you look at example number 5. Israel in the battle with Moab. When Elisha told them, dig ditches. Let me read that one. 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. 2 Kings 3, 16 to 17. And he said, thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, you shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beast. Verse 20. And it came to pass, in the morning, when the meat offering was offered, that behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled. Simple instruction, dig the valley, and the water shall come. And the water came. That was example number 5. Example number 6 is Elijah and the raven. God told Elijah where to go, and Elijah went there. And his supply met him there. Divine direction will provoke divine provision. In 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 2 to 6. 1 Kings 17, 2 to 6. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And it shall be that you shall drink of the brook. And I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith. Brook Cherith. There is brook Kidron. There are other brooks. But God was specific concerning the brook. And he went there. Elijah did not say brook is brook. He went to the particular brook. And there, the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning. And bread and flesh in the evening.
And he drank on the brook. You know our problem? God said, you should go here and stand on this speaker. And you went there and said, speaker is speaker. Is it not? The word is speaker. And you stood on this speaker. And then God sent the angel to go and look for you where he expects you to be with your supplies. And he comes with your billions. He doesn't see you and returns back to heaven and says, sir, I went where you said I should go, but I didn't meet the man there. And Jehovah said, okay, hold on until he goes where I say he should go. The right person in the wrong place and the right portion at the right location, they couldn't meet. So it was not the fault of the devil. It's not the fault. Many times, somebody saw a vision one day where devil was crying. Devil was crying. The devil, they asked the devil, say, why are you crying? He said, my name is too bad. The kind of bad name I have is too much. What I don't even know about, they say I'm the cause. These people should pity me small. What I don't even know about, they say I'm the cause. Everything devil, 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 devil. Even what they cause by themselves, they say devil. This bad name is too bad. You understand? There are so many people who are suffering things that the devil has no hand. If you are stubborn to your husband, and your husband says, I won't marry again, you say devil. If you are hostile to your wife, and your wife ran away, you say devil. If you want to kill a person, she may run away. Because it's better to be alive without marriage than to die because of marriage. There's no way it is written, when thou art married, thou must agree to die. That is another bomb. Another bomb. Another bomb just dropped. Hey! Hey! I don't consider any man to be a man who can raise his hand and slap a woman. His wife. I don't consider you a man. You are not a man, because if you are a real man and you are quarrel hungry, there are many boys in the motor park who are looking for fight. And if you go to area 10, there are weightlifters who live there with every Saturday. Just go there in the morning, so they say, I'm looking for fight. Is there somebody here who wants to fight? And then by the time the panel beat your face, you may need an orthopedic surgeon combined with a neurosurgeon to handle the head injury and base of skull fracture. That is another subject for another day. But the critical thing is, there are people seated here. If only you will step where God wants you to step into, you can become an overnight miracle. And people will be wondering, is this person using charm? What has happened? But I prophesy to somebody, before this month is over, God will usher you into that realm, the realm you belong to, the realm of your resources, the realm of your wealth, the realm of your supplies. You believe, shout, yeah! Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Wow. So many messages tonight. Example, this will be number 7. Peter and the tax collectors, when they came to ask for tax from Jesus and Peter and the disciples, Jesus sent Peter to the sea. Matthew 17:27. The first fish that comes out, open his mouth. The money you are looking for is inside. Go to the sea. And he mentioned the sea. Cast the hook.
Okay, let me just go to the River Jordan and fish. Or the pool of Siloam. Or the lake of Bethesda. No, go to the sea of Tiberias. Go to that sea. The point of the matter is, there is a package waiting for you at your appointed place in God. It's a package. That was what happened to Peter. And he got the money from that sea. And of course, wedding in Cana of Galilee. The miracle happened. And John chapter 2 verse 1 to 11. Because Jesus spoke. Now, in summary, what does the revelation of the Spirit do? And I begin to round off there. Now we just saw the revelation of the Word. We have seen the revelation of the Spirit where God either said something to you or showed you something. Now, number one, the revelation of the Spirit shows you where your portion, where your portion or possession can be found. So you don't waste your time and energy in the wrong direction. The revelation of the Spirit shows you where your portion or possession can be found. So you don't waste your time and energy in the wrong direction. God may show you a dream where you are selling a particular kind of product or working in a particular kind of organization, or show you a realm, a sphere where you are meant to function. Maybe a dream of the night, maybe a vision, maybe a prophetic word, maybe an idea. He just shows you there to let you know this is where you belong. I want you to command wealth on earth, but this is where it can be found. It may look stupid. One of the multi-billionaire Christians in this country today was once, he's one of those that supplies his aircraft for crusades. I think he was once selling pepper, taking the pepper from Nigeria and shipping it to the UK. And he tried that like 15 times, it failed. But eventually when that pepper exploded, pepper from Nigeria, pepper, red pepper, the one they call, is it Tarugu or the red big one. How can somebody become a billionaire in Nigeria out of the sale of pepper? That was where he started. He began to fly aircraft at the age of around 30. He has chained about 9 since then. Pepper. He has never branched into oil and gas. The fact that everybody is talking crude oil does not mean that all. If crude oil is not your destiny, your destiny will be crudded and crushed. I've seen some people, they are just joking with that. I said, I am the agent of some buyers from Europe, from this and that and that and that. My commission there is about 15 million euros. Just talking on in the air. There are people who have been on this that I'm talking now for the last 25 years. In fact, some have gone to price cars in advance. Don't make a mockery of your life. Don't. There are some people, they think life is entertainment. Papa Yedebo says somebody came to him one day and said he wanted to be president of Nigeria. So after they finished talking, he escorted the man outside so that the man can enter his car. He said, where is your car? I said, no, I came with taxi. The man was waiting for taxi. That's the person who wants to be president of the country. He went outside to look for taxi. You know? He has not governed his life enough to be able to own a car. He wants to rule a whole country. So Papa Yerima say, you know, some people only enter the race for entertainment purpose.
just to entertain the rest of us, just to make us laugh. Do you understand? There are some people looking for some money that does not exist. Some people send money from America, something, wired, something. They have been pursued for 15 years, 20 years. If money is like that, everybody is a billionaire since. Am I communicating? Are you getting anything here at all? I prophesy to you today. See, I said Pepe because what God may be showing you, you may be ignoring it. Maybe it's bottle water. And you are saying, what is bottle water? And God said, I want to turn you into a bottle water billionaire. Maybe it is bread. You say, what is bread? God said, you don't understand what I'm talking about. Step in there yet. Because until you, I'm a property developer, estate agent, estate real estate. It's not compulsory. It's not compulsory. Otherwise, if God does not send you there, at the end, you may become the project. A major project of concern. Abuyedek was saying, if God does not send you to build a hospital and you build it, you may be the first patient. Hallelujah. Again, God is going to unveil to somebody what your direction is. Shout the loudest, amen. So what does the revelation of the Spirit do? Number two, the revelation of the Spirit releases to you the momentum to pursue and possess what is yours. The momentum to pursue and possess what is yours. He said, write a vision, make it plain that he may run. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. God showed it to you in the vision, in a dream. He gave a revelation to you, spoke to you in your heart. That comes with an energy that makes you to pursue. You begin to pursue in order to possess what is yours. The revelation of the Spirit releases to you the momentum to pursue and possess what is yours. Number three, the revelation of the Spirit releases upon you the faith. Faith to take delivery of what is yours. There is a faith that makes you to take it. God showed it to me, it must happen. That was how this place came to be. God showed it to me in the realm of the Spirit in the night. And after we looked for land, for this structure, everywhere, we had gotten big lands in Nasarawa State, and save, like that, hundreds of acres. And God said, see what I showed you. So I called whatever property agent, anointed him, and I said, go and look for this land on the airport road by the right. After this place, just look right. The land is there. Within 1 week, he was back. He gives you the momentum, to the faith to take delivery. If God showed it and God said it, I must step into it. Finally, number four. The revelation of the Spirit carries the unction to activate manifestation. Every time God speaks, an anointing comes with it. The revelation of the Spirit carries the unction to activate manifestation. If God speaks to you, the anointing to make it happen is with it. Luke chapter 5, verse 4 to 5. Peter launched the net and got a catch of fishes because the anointing of God was upon the word that was spoken to Peter. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Are you ready for any counsel tonight? This is based on what we have received on the revelation of the word and the revelation of the Spirit. Do the following. Number one, ask God to show you wondrous things out of his book. Psalm 119 verse 18. Open down my eyes that I may see wondrous things out of your book. Show me what I haven't seen before, especially as it pertains to the realm of wealth. Ask God to show you wondrous things out of his book. Number two, be on the lookout for responsibilities to accept in order to see the possibilities you desire. Be on the lookout for the responsibilities to accept in order to see the possibilities you desire.
If God said, I will give you gold as dust, what did he say before it?
Job chapter 22, verse 21, 22, 23, 24. 21 to 24. What did he say?
Acquaint yourself with him. So become close with God. Good shall come unto you.
Receive, I pray you, the law from my mouth, the law of sowing, the law of reaping. Lay his words in your heart.
If you return to the Almighty, you will be built up. Put away iniquity from your tabernacle. Then you shall lay up gold as dust.
So you don't start from verse 24. What does God want me to do before God launches me into this realm? That is what to be hunting for.
Number three. Now, be on the lookout for responsibilities to accept in order to see the possibilities you desire. Number three.
Do what you are expected to do. For God to do what he is expected to do.
Do what you are expected to do. For God to do what he is expected to do. Luke chapter 5 verse 4 and 5. Peter did what Jesus said. And Jesus did what he was meant to do. John chapter 2 verse 7. They filled the water pot with to the brim. And then it became wine.
Do what you are expected to do. Be a tither. Be a giver. Be committed to service in the kingdom. Be a blessing to your generation. And then God will do what you expect him to do. Number four. Declare boldly your discoveries from the word. Because they carry creative power. Declare boldly your discoveries from the world.
You may not be telling anybody. You might be standing in your mirror and declaring. Or in response to communications, declaring.
I cannot leave this world empty-handed. I cannot leave this world the way I met it. I must impact my generation. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And in verse 13. We have the spirit of faith. We have believed. And we have spoken. Declare. Speak it. I will be rich, very, very rich. I'll be among the topmost richest people in the gospel in the world for the sake of the gospel. You declare it. I am not looking for money just to acquire things. I am looking for money to establish the kingdom and send the devil back to hell. Declare it. Finally, number five. Ask and trust God to guide you into the arena of your wealth and possession. Ask and trust God to guide you into the arena of your wealth and possession.
Let God guide you into the field or the sphere of business that has your wealth.
You may say that I'm already doing well. God said you can do well. You can do well.
You say, where you are now is shadow compared to where I want to take you. There is something. There is still something I need you to do.
Now listen. The way I took 3 days prayer and fasting, no food, and I think no water, to find out what God wanted me to do with my life, and he gave me direction for this ministry. In the same way, you take your books, materials, the Bible, you are reading, you are praying, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. Father, I know you want to commit wealth into my hands for the sake of the kingdom. Where is it? In which business is it? Where am I to do business? What endeavor holds my resources? Where is it? Where is it? Show it to me. Now, you carry it out like a ministry because it is ministry. Finance is ministry in the kingdom. Am I communicating? It is ministry in the kingdom. The people that minister to Jesus of their own substance, Susanna, in Luke chapter 8, verse 2 and 3, they were doing full-time assignment. And certain women which had been healed of evil spirits, infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils, and Joanna, the wife of Chusa, Herod's steward. Another translation says, Herod's business manager, his wife, and Susanna, and many others, they ministered to Jesus out of their substance. No wonder he had a treasurer that was a thief. Because there were people who took it upon themselves as their assignment to ensure that both him and his disciples were not stranded in the assignment. There are people seated here in time to come. You say, this Airbus can take 500 passengers at once. This is my gift to the church for evangelism. This Boeing 727 can take almost 1,000 people. This is my gift for the church. Am I communicating at all? That is the realm that God is talking about. Pastor, show me 100 locations where I'm going to build 100 churches this year for the sake of the kingdom. Show me the bill of 10 crusades in 10 different countries. That's the kind of way to live. And then heaven will know that there is somebody out there that is on assignment to depopulate hell. Like the fireman of God, Rehoboam, who said, depopulate hell and populate heaven until one day the devil is sitting crying in hell. Stand up on your feet and give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. A bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. The biggest crowd, clap and the loudest shout of praise. Remain standing up on your feet. Rehoboam said the way God sent him to Nigeria with great crusades, he trusts that God will send somebody from Nigeria to his country of Germany with massive crusades. I believe that that vision shall be fulfilled from this platform. I believe so. Hallelujah. Did you receive something tonight? This night till tomorrow morning will be a night of strange encounters, unusual visitations. So much time has been taken, but not before we pray. And lift our hands and give the Lord the praise for what you have received tonight. Appreciate him for what you have received tonight. Honor him for what you have received tonight. Go ahead and thank him. Go ahead and worship him. Go ahead and glorify him. Go ahead and magnify him. Worship him. Honor him. Adore him. Lift your hands. Lift your voice. Lift your hands. Lift your voice. Honor the King. Honor the Lord. Honor the I am that I am. Worship him. Glorify him. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Did you receive something tonight? Say, Father. Say it louder. Say, Father, I make myself available to you as an instrument in my generation to be a tool for the conquest of wealth in order to impact the kingdom in this end time. Open my eyes to see wondrous things out of your book. Open my eyes to see my realm of dominion, of financial dominion, my realm of possession, my realm of wealth. Open my eyes in the word. Open my eyes in the spirit.
Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God.
Precious name. Lift up your hands. The condition tonight is absolute surrender to Jesus. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You are here tonight. You have not yet given your life to Jesus. You want to make your ways right with Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day in your life. Pick up your Bibles and pick your bags and quickly run to the frontier and let me pray for you. I want to be born again. I want to be saved. In the book of Luke chapter 24 and in verse 30, he said, "There," and it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and broke and gave to them. And their eyes were open and they knew him. Tonight, as we break bread, our eyes shall be open. Open to the word, open to the spirit. Very, very soon, unusual divine inspiration, unusual divine ideas shall come upon you. Shout the Lord and say amen. Communion people, come forward and let's take the communion.
While these are coming, if you are here and you also intend to come out of any form of addiction, drunkenness, alcoholism, womanizing, masturbation, lesbianism, lying, stealing, cheating, duping, fraudulent life. Quickly rush forward here and let us pray for you. And let's pray for you and God will deliver you. Take your seat, the rest of us, while they come forward very quickly. Go ahead.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I
Place your hand on your chest and lift up the other hand and pray this prayer with me. Say after me, Lord Jesus, louder, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I ask that you come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided, say it louder, to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you right now. I declare the hold of sin broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you. Receive it now. In Jesus' name, amen. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise.